Has there ever been a time that you've thought about, this is just not for me, I'm going to give it up?
No, not at all. Actually, we've been wanting to do this since childhood. We grew up, we already gave you some of our influences that we listened to growing up, and so this is something that we've had a passion for growing up, and even now, it just remains the same. We love what we do, and it's just a blessing to be able to do this on this level every day. And, you know, sometimes it gets where we think about, wow, because we've been on this journey now. This is our 12th year. But what happens is we just keep the faith and keep looking toward our Savior. And every day, literally, and this is just not rhetoric and in our talking, every day really does get sweeter and sweeter with Jesus the Christ.
How tough is it to run your own label?
Very tough. Oh, yeah. It really does. It gets tough. I'm going to tell you, you got to have some good people around you. So we thank God for our publicist and marketing director, Ms. Benita Bellamy and the group. Thank God for our management, Mr. Axel Adams. Yay! And then certainly we thank God for people like you, my brother. And we just thank God for all of you embracing five young brothers in the ministry.
God's been there. Where do you see this taking you, brothers?
I think you already have these questions written down. We basically, and I don't want to give you just a textbook answer here, but really and truly, from the heart of the Wardlaw brothers, we're basically just walking in the path that God has set for us.
Right.
And like the song says, where He leads me, I will follow. Wherever this road goes, then that's where we'll go. We don't do this for fortune. We don't do it for fame. We do it to give praise to Him for what He has already done for us and for who He is. And as long as we can do that, we are satisfied.
How important is it to have a ministry like you brothers have?
Important, true, but it's just a blessing that God really has chosen us to do what we do. Again, our parents brought us up in the church, our mom and our dad, they're still together. And to be five brothers traveling like we are and have that testimony to present to the body of Christ is just a blessing. And we thank God for entrusting us with that blessing.
How does it make you feel when you have the opportunity to appear with Bobby Jones or Pastor Dan Willis or Rejoice in the Word when you're on programs like that?
Well, it's just it's a humbling experience. We're just five little country boys out of the backwoods of Georgia. And to be able to, you know, God says in his word that your gift will make room for you. Your gift will bring you before great men and women. And truly, God's word is the truth. And it's just a humbling experience. And again, that's one of those many things. We have a song on our album called Thank You. And this is where Thank You would come into play. We just thank God for everything.
Speaking of your album, Right Now, Lord, what type of song is that?
Right Now, Lord is an up-tempo, traditional, go in, clap your hands, stomp your feet, and give God some praise, and shout till you can't shout no more and don't stop. That kind of song is what Right Now, Lord is. And if you needed something from him, then you need to pop in Right Now, Lord, because that's what that song is all about. A Right Now blessing.
As we wrap things up, how important, you've been in the business, you say 12 years, so you have seen how the internet has come of age. How important is something like a Facebook or Twitter or a website? Tell us about the importance of that.
It's all important. You know, you got to stay relevant. You got to stay relevant with the time. It's just as important as many of the secular artists using these things to have millions of hits on YouTube. The Body of Christ, we've got to use these things to spread the ministry. So Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, all of those things, God is the maker and creator of all things. And so all things we should use for his glory. So it's something that you have to do. Point in case, we're on tour. We're able to hit one thing on our Facebook and our Twitter. We have thousands of people who know where we are. We're able to communicate them and spread the word of God.
Our guest, the Wardlaw Brothers, the project called God's Been There. Look out. It was released on the 5th. Fellas, we wish nothing but blessings for you, and we want to thank you for taking time out with us.
Yes, yes. God bless you, man. And when you talk about the importance of all of the technology, www.twb5.com. Again, www.twb5.com. Please go out, check out our videos, hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. God bless y'all. Thank you, Brother Ellison, for all of your blessings. Newport News, Virginia. Y'all. Shout out to our man, Earl Bonner. We know you're listening, big man.
Hey.
Don't y'all touch that dial.
Touch the dial.
Hey.
Wardlaw Brothers on tour. We won't stop cracking your radio waves.
All right, amen. Fellas. Hey, thank you, and may God continue to bless you guys. Thanks for your time.
God bless you.